Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Weather is better when you breathe like a fish. Weather is better when you're making a wish. Right now I'm wishing I was making bubbles, diving away all of my troubles.
Hi, I am Peter, dive guy from Humble Explorer and the Galapagos Islands. You are listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to the diving. Now, here's the guy who likes stirring the boobies as much as I do. Right, the dive master.
Will there be boobies?
Oh, yeah.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg, the dive master. I kind of wanted to ask him, but I'd be classless to ask if Howard and Michelle, how they handled the issue of having to go. Do they do it in their wetsuit or do they not? So,
yeah, let's not ask the professionals these silly questions. Let's keep it among us.
These aren't silly. This is science, Casey.
Yeah, but we're the unprofessionals versus them.
Right. This is true.
I do have a question, though, Greg.
Yeah, go ahead.
The Boston is actually the longest running dive show.
It is 72 years.
Why have we not hosted it?
Why have we not been there? Because they've been smart, and that's they have not said, come out here. We want to continue our show, and we have you numbskulls out. It'll be the death of us.
Numbskulls.
Oh, yeah. So,
okay,
no.
I, we can click off now. I'll tell you,
you know, it was on the calendar this year, and I was flirting with it, but I was coming back from Australia, New Zealand. And I knew to flip around and go that quick, I wouldn't
be too tired.
Wouldn't be ready.
From being on a trip.
You
got the New York show or the
Jersey
show.
Beneath the Sea, but I'm not going. I got a conflict this year, so we're not doing that one. We are doing the scuba shows, which are at the end of May, beginning of June, and they are back to back weekends. So we got two scuba shows. We have one. In Long Beach, which is the one we usually go. And we got a new one the following weekend in Atlantic City. So I am committed to doing both, which is going to be a bit of a challenge. But I'm really looking forward to that. And, well, you know, Atlantic City will be up in that same neck of the woods of Jersey.
When is Atlantic City?
First week of June, I think.
First weekend of June.
Yeah,
I may be back up and running by then. If I am, I'll see if I can join you and help you out.
Well, we go up there, win some big money. They have casinos, and I've never been, so it'll be a
gamble with your money.
We'll gamble with your money. Got it. So that is on the agenda right now. Boston Sea Rovers. I've always wanted to go up there, and like I said, the highlight is this Saturday Night Film Festival. I've heard about this thing for years because Howard and Michelle are usually part of it, and you mentioned Jonathan Bird might have his hand in some of that, and they usually bring in some pretty high caliber talent when it comes to underwater footage and stuff like that for their Saturday Night.
They say their film festival is phenomenal.
Yeah. So it's on the list. It's just scheduling wise over the years, it's just been difficult for us to go. It's interesting. It's not a big, massive dive show either. It's kind of more of a clubby kind of a vibe. They still have plenty of exhibits and things, but it's not quite as big as like the scuba show and stuff like that. But it's very solid. The people up there are very passionate. The group, the divers in the area of Boston are really dedicated to that show.
It's based out of a club, right?
Well, Boston Sea Rovers.
Rovers Club.
Yeah. So, you know, they got quite a history with them, too. But it comes out of a kind of a different vibe compared to some of the other shows. But it's good. It's on the list. One of these days we'll get out there and sneak in when they're not looking. And then
I always enjoyed the Our World Underwater show until
Chicago.
Moved it to February.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that was okay show, too. But, the people were awesome. But the time of year to go into Chicago for that show back in the day was
miserable.
I didn't quite understand what was going on.
It used to be like in April or something.
It used to be in February in the dead of winter.
No. The last few years that I went, It was in February, but it used to be, I went one year and it was up in the year. It was like April or May or something. It was up in the year, and then they moved it back to February because of conflicts.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah,
yeah, but the conflicts in February would be ice, snow, cold. None of us.
Well, that's exactly
all the reasons why you would never want to live there.
Yeah.
Let's do a dive show. And it's 8 below. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. The last time I was there, it was 5 degrees outside all day, mm-hmm. all night, 5 degrees.
Yeah.
And the wind was blowing.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, I'm not helping you on that show.
The people are awesome, though. And I love the folks in that neck of the woods. And the food around where they had the show was pretty intense, too. It was good. But anyway. I digress. We got Atlantic City, which will be a new location for a show this year. Long Beach show is really looking super strong, by the way, this year. So I'm really looking forward to that. Like I said, it's going to be tricky, you know, going from one coast to the other, back to back. But, you know, we're working out the logistics.
You'll have Vinny with you out in Long Beach. He'll be right there beside you.
Unfortunately. But, yeah. We'll have him.
I'm working both shows.
Yeah, he's working. He knows. Vinny will be there. Whether you want him there or not, he's going to be there.
Well, I'll be working.
Yeah, he's a working fool is what he is. And when it comes to relieving yourself in your wetsuit, you care to comment, Vinny? Or this is a loaded question,
well,
I know.
I like everybody else, we all do it. But it only takes, to me, it's only common sense when I get up on deck. I don't take my wetsuit off. I get to the shower and I pull the front out and I flush a lot of water down it.
Yeah.
And so that takes care of it. That's just a common courtesy, I think.
Well, yeah. Well, ideally,
I don't take it off. See,
that's to flush it out.
Well, ideally, you would do that before you even got out of the water, though, wouldn't you? You'd have never done that.
Yeah. Well, normally I come out with the tank. You know, we're on liveaboards. Boards. I come out with the tank on usually.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you don't do that in the water. Open up the neck area in the water before you come up the ladder to the boat.
No, I just
okay. Start doing that, please, please, God.
I'm sorry, but Vinny would be scary. You know, he's not coming out of his mask and then flushing the suit.
Yeah. Yeah, they prefer you to rinse out your wetsuit before you get on the boat, Vinny.
I've never heard that before.
All right, well, just take my advice.
That's what the shower's for.
No, it is not.
What Vinny said, take that shower handle, stick it right down your wetsuit.
They usually have a shower on liveaboards right by the, I don't take my suit off. I just pull the neck down and flush it right by
flush
the shower.
Right.
But you can flush it in the ocean before you even get to that point.
Yeah, I never thought of doing that. Thank you.
Well, okay.
I've learned that's why ocean water.
We're trying to up the hygiene game of Vinny Two Tanks.
Just remember.
Yeah.
Never swim behind any of the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad.
Whoever's coming up on the back of that boat, Vinny, is getting all your pee. When you pop that thing open and flush it out, whoever's coming up the ladder is getting that.
You're swimming in an ocean. What do you think the fish and all the other creatures do in the ocean?
Well, that's
you're already swimming in all kinds of poo and urine.
Way to sell it, Perry. Way to sell it.
Yeah, but it's not going to hurt you.
Okay. We didn't say it would hurt
immunity to it.
We don't want to even talk about all the muck Greg smears on his face.
Yeah, you just roll in it.
Yeah, but look at my complexion. It's just
that's true.
Smooth
you are
as a baby's butt.
I don't know. Maybe you're pregnant.
That's inappropriate.
Well, you're
inappropriate, Barry. Okay,
remember, Barry has the same joke writers every year.
That's right. They're cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cheap
free.
And free. Right.
Free. Yeah.
Exactly. One of these days, they'll get their big break, but it won't be here.
How do you think Barry buys of a beer?
All right. Well, look, we got hour two on deck. The Aqua Gypsy is threatening to join us.
Yay.
And we got a few other things to discuss. We're going to talk about mask squeeze and how it can ruin a day of diving, among other things.
That was in the latest article of Dan.
Well, there you go. See, Vinny's paying attention. All right, if he'd only flush his wetsuit before he gets back up on the boat, we'll be golden. And I don't mean golden like in a shower. Okay? More coming up. Stay
really
close.
On the boat or down below, if you want to stay in the know. If you be pressurized there, you'll want to be there on Scuba Radio. Let's go! Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.